Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So Joe Biden's taken some heat for comparing the Maui fires to almost losing his Corvette.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. And lightning struck at home.
Let's get to it. To
make a long story short.
Yep.
I almost lost my wife.
Almost.
My 67 Corvette.
He was in Lahaina when he said that, in front of people who have lost everything. I'm an equal opportunity offender here. I can't stand Biden or Trump. I think every single one of us listening to me right now actually knows somebody in our personal lives who would be a far more competent and respectable commander-in-chief than anybody we've seen in the office for years. I'm not trying to be ageist here, but holy crap, don't trust anybody over the age of 80 to run the country. If you can't pass a basic driving test, then why the hell are you in the driver's seat of the free world? These people belong in nursing homes, not in the White House. And what just a completely boneheaded thing to say.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but...
Yeah, well, you are comparing difficulties. Almost losing your Corvette and almost losing your house is not even remotely comparable to these people who have lost everything. You have no idea what it feels like to lose everything in a fire. Yes, I lost everything in a fire a couple years back, and I know what these people in Maui are feeling. Thank God I didn't lose anybody. The stories that are coming out of Maui, the children who were left home to burn to death, the parents who have had to go in to retrieve the burnt bodies of their own children, the worst kind of pain imaginable. 14-year-old Quiero Fuentes died in the fire. This is what his mother told CBS News.
When we arrived, everything had been consumed by the fire. But when I got to his bedroom, he was there, lying and hugging my dog. But he was not as I expected, in ashes. God maintained him like this, so we knew it was him.
They then had to wrap the young boy's body in a tarp and carry it a half a mile to the police station. And our commander-in-chief is up on stage in the middle of Lahaina, comparing this tragedy to almost losing his Corvette back in the day.
My 67 Corvette.
It's unforgivable. You're incompetent, you're too old, you're out of touch, you can't think clearly, you can't speak clearly, and you've been a god-awful president. It only took you a couple of weeks to get over there, and then you bungled it when you got there. Ladies and gentlemen, I argue that we haven't had real leadership in this country for decades, and I'm starting to lose hope that I'll ever see it in my lifetime. And let this serve as a reminder to everyone. When you need your government most, they might just let you burn. All the safety, all the training, all the layers of protection that we put in place, all the fees, all the layers of government, all the regulations, and your city might still burn to the ground, with nobody coming to help for days. The government official in charge of the sirens doesn't set them off because it'll send people towards the flames, which we later learned was complete BS, and he resigned the next day. Oh, because of health reasons, that's right, sure. What I'm trying to tell you should be painfully obvious. This could happen in absolutely any neighborhood, especially if you're west of the Rockies, in a dry climate. Look for combustibles around your house. Consider tearing down all your wooden fences that link house to house like a giant fuse from neighborhood to neighborhood. Start demanding that your local governments implement early warning systems and clear evacuation plans. Government was an absolute failure at every single turn in this scenario. And it can happen anywhere. You don't have to have offshore hurricane winds to propel a fire big enough to wipe out your entire community and everybody you know and love. It can happen in an instant. You'll probably have barely enough time to react, and you're surrounded by thousands of other people in their cars trying to get out just like you. Gridlock. It's what I remember most about evacuating the Almeida Fire on September 8th of 2020 in Phoenix, Oregon. We made it about a mile before we were stuck in traffic. The flames were so close you could actually hear them. Men fighting the fires yelling at each other at the top of their lungs. It's something that everybody needs to be aware of, because when a wall of fire is heading towards you, the path out isn't always clear. And you have seconds to make a decision.